There is today a war on the young, and anyone remotely different from the programs off the peg norm. They want to break the spirit of the young in every way they can to stop them thinking, expressing their individuality, and realizing their true and infinite potential. This is not new knowledge we're talking about here. This is re-emerging knowledge, re-emerging understanding after a vast period of suppression. Suppression that is part of control. The story of known human history is really the story of the use and abuse of this esoteric spiritual knowledge. The knowledge of who we are, the nature of life, how to harness these energies of creation that are all around us for positive or negative reasons. And more importantly, the knowledge of how to program a consciousness. A coup d'etat on the human mind. Began to understand the nature of the conspiracy going on. To control the human race without the human race knowing it's being controlled. But knowledge is empowerment. And the last thing manipulators want for the human race is for them to be empowered. Silent weapons for a quiet war. A policy of mass public mind control. Keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic systems principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. The simplest method of securing a silent weapon, disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities, and discouraging technical creativity. Engaging their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities by way of a constant barrage of sex, violence and wars in the media, especially the TV and the newspapers. Giving them what they desire, in excess, junk food for thought, and depriving them of what they really need. Rewriting history and law, and subjecting public opinion to the deviant creation. Thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. These preclude their interest in and discovery of the silent weapons of social automation technology. There is profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is to create problems and then offer solutions. Divide and rule is the bottom line. Play one black and white rigid dogmatic belief system against another rigid dogmatic belief system and create conflict as a result, because there are no shades of grey in the manipulated mind of the robot radical, just as there are no shades of grey in the manipulated mind of the robot right. We need to grow up spiritually and awaken to our true and infinite potential for love, for creativity, and forgiveness of all that has gone before in this tapestry of pain and pleasure that we call life on earth. We need to let the divisions between us fall away. These phony wars and phony divisions that are created to divide us. Because they're not real divisions, they've been manufactured on the classic principle of divide them and then you can rule them. That's the main reason for the engineered wars and the divisions of race, of color, of country, class, income bracket, and all the others we constantly invent. The us and them is precisely the situation that the manipulators want right across society. We're going to sort this out. The us and them must become we. We're all aspects of the one consciousness. I am you, you are me, I am everyone, and everyone is me. The divisions are just a physical illusion as part of the experience. We're on the threshold at this time of incomprehensible change. Think what the world will be like when all that engineered situation is removed and humanity can express its true, glorious self. Humanity is overflowing with love and creativity, which it is desperate to express. That's the world that awaits us.